Members of the state legislature are having a busy Tuesday. The Senate and the Assembly are both in session, and both groups are tackling a hefty agenda, one which includes bills that would raise the state's speed limit, ban microbeads and personal care products, and bump back the start date for a new test that would judge school and teacher performance.
Here with us now to round up the latest legislative action is Patrick Marley. He's a state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So they're knocking out a lot of stuff today if people are following this at home. There's a lot going on. Why do all these votes get compressed into one day?
Well, it's actually a fairly light agenda. Both the Assembly and Senate were out in a matter of a couple hours, and as you know, sometimes they can go all night. It just happens that the bills that they had up today were perhaps a little more public interest than some other days when they might pass a dozen or two bills that are something that doesn't garner a lot of media attention.
Well, one that's been getting a lot of attention, bills that deal with school and teacher performance. There's a test, this Badger test aligned with Common Core standards, and the legislature is pushing to put it on hold. Why and where does that stand now?
So the test would, this was approved by the Senate today and now goes to the Assembly. It appears to have pretty big support from both Republicans and Democrats and in both houses. This would not delay the actual test. Kids would still take this test this spring, but this would prevent the test from being used as a way to measure the rating of a school or used in performance evaluations for teachers. And the concern here is that this test is new. They're having some difficulties with some of the rollout of the test, and they're also, as part of the state budget, considering scrapping the test altogether and moving to something else. So nobody seems to want to use this test as a way to grade schools and grade teachers at this time.
And while we're on education, the Assembly was taking a look at a bill that could lead to the state's technical colleges establishing independent charter high schools. What did we see on that today? How did that work?
They were going to do that, but a little bit before the day got rolling, they decided to not address that bill at this time. So that'll come up at a later time. But certainly charter schools are something that Republicans who control the two houses are looking at broadly. There's a lot of moving parts with charters that there's a desire by them to allow more entities to authorize charter schools, and in this case, it would have given technical schools the ability to charter new schools.
And that one's tabled. It's not dead in the water, though.
It is not dead. It's just put off for another day.
Gotcha. And also something on remedial classes at the UW system. This one looked a little tricky, how they track high schools. What are they looking at here?
So there's a number of students, and it's gained some attention, who come into the University of Wisconsin system as well as colleges around the country and have to take remedial math or English courses. So this bill would simply require the UW to compile a report annually that says we had 10 students from this high school and 20 students from that high school around the state who had to take remedial courses. And then when that information became public, people would be able to monitor that their local high schools either did a good job and didn't have a lot of students who had to then take remedial courses, or they had a high rate of that and maybe they have an issue that they need to address at the high school level. This wouldn't provide any details about particular students who took it. It would just be aggregate information that says any given school, how many of their students went on to the University of Wisconsin and then had to take remedial courses.
And one of the sticking points looked like who this information was going to be provided to.
Well, the way the bill is written is that it would be given to the legislature in aggregate form. Once it's there, it's about as public as it gets. You know, it can be distributed pretty widely to whoever would want it.
All right. Now, some environmental legislation in the Senate banning, and this is it sounds like it's a trend around the country, banning microbeads. These are little bits of plastic found in some personal care products. So why is this coming before the legislature?
Illinois recently did this, and the Senate today passed this. It now goes to the Assembly. The concern here is that these tiny beads that are used like as exfoliants in lotions and shampoos, or body scrubs and things like that, can wash down drains and get flushed into Lake Michigan, other bodies of water. Fish can confuse them for fish eggs and eat them, and then those persist in the environment. Shorebirds that eat those fish, humans that eat those fish could consume those. And the industry seems to be phasing these out. This bill would just say by a certain date that they could no longer be sold in Wisconsin.
This is one of the first interviews I remember here on Central Time in the early days, talking about the impact on fish in Lake Superior. So this goes back a little ways. Is this one of those things that seems to be getting bipartisan support in the legislature?
It does. They didn't. They voted it by voice today. It was, you know, there was no sign of any dissent. Senator Bob Warch has a different bill that would mandate these be stopped sooner, so he thought it was that the bill should have been more stringent than it is. But everybody, at least in the Senate, was on board. We'll see how it fares in the Assembly.
All right, from the environment to alcohol, one bill would let us sample hard liquor, spirits, in places like grocery stores and liquor stores. What would change?
This idea has been around for a number of years in slightly different forms. This would, if you were in a liquor store and somebody were there trying to sample gin or bourbon or something, you could have a sample of that. The proponents of this, again, this passed very widely today in the Senate, say that you can sample beer, you can sample wine. If you're sampling a small amount of hard liquor, then there shouldn't be any concern. The bill says that you can only have one sample, half ounces, the maximum size of that sample, per day. So they say that there are enough controls to prevent people from coming in and doing a bunch of shots and getting behind the wheel of a car.
And do we expect the Assembly to sign off on that one, too?
The Assembly has passed that
bill.
They have. It now goes to Governor Walker. We haven't heard from him whether he would support it. This did come out of the legislature with a pretty broad support.
And we've been hearing in the news today increasing the speed limit in Wisconsin. We talked to the sponsor, the author of this legislation earlier on the show. What would change under this one? Passed the Assembly in the Senate today, I think?
It passed the Assembly today. Its fate is unclear in the Senate. This would say that the speed limit could go on highways up to 70. Currently, it's 65 is the maximum. The Assembly passed this a year or two back, and the Senate had some safety concerns. It didn't pass, so they're making a new attempt at it. This would give all of the discretion to the State Department of Transportation, so they would determine which portions of which highways would go to 70 miles an hour. They're hoping that that will alleviate the concerns of the senators, or some of the senators, because it'll be in the hands of safety engineers to determine, or, you know, traffic engineers to determine which areas can take that speed. The supporters of it note that you can drive from Pennsylvania all the way across the country to Washington State, and the only state you would go through that didn't allow a maximum speed limit of 70 or higher is Wisconsin.
So we hit some of the, as you said, public interest issues that a lot of people might be interested in. Any other interesting items of note today in the legislature, Patrick?
I think that about hits it. There was an appointment that got a little bit of attention in the Senate. Usually appointments go through pretty smoothly, but there was one for a guy named Andrew Hitt, who was appointed to the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics Authority. And he helped set up Our American Revival, which is Governor Scott Walker's sort of campaign in waiting for the presidency. And then after he had done that work, he was appointed to this board by the governor. Possible he was appointed a little before that happened. But at any rate, the Democrats in the Senate saw that as political payback, so they all voted against it and made some noise about that one.
And I heard a fire alarm in the Assembly today?
Oh, we get some fire alarms in the Capitol from time to time, and so we had one that happened. The Senate had left by then, but it did disrupt the Assembly a little bit, and I can attest that the fire alarms in the Capitol are extremely loud.
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley. He is state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.